Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at the coronavirus pandemic and what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to help each other, and also what the world is doing to come up with a vaccine.
We are also going to be talking to a panel of experts who are also going to bring us up to speed on the current situation regarding the coronavirus.
Zimbabwe has 46 cases so far and 4 deaths, with 19 recoveries, and the world over has more than 4.9 million cases, with over 323,956 deaths. Also here in America, we have more than 90,000 deaths.
Yes, and as you know, the United States is leading with both the figures for the infections and deaths. And despite that, we know that also that many states, almost all the 50 states, have reopened a business. But of course, in one state where the state reopened, there was a surge of numbers of coronavirus infections. And according to the officials there in the state of Texas, apparently the numbers are going up because they have intensified testing. But in other states where they reopened, the numbers are not rising as dramatic as some had feared. And by the way, tonight we are joined by our specialist, Dr. Frank Guni. Can you please introduce yourself?
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm happy to participate in this show and on an important subject of the COVID-19. And especially the fact that it's not only affecting the rest of the world, but it's also affecting our country, Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. Ndicho chokwadi, wongo vatereri, nevatariri. Nasi muchirongwa chedu, tirugende ramberi, nekutarisa kuti dambudziko rechirwere coronavirus kana COVID-19 rakamira sei pasi rose. Nekunze kwenyika kwatiri isu vana veZimbabwe, zvinhu zviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe mukuedza kubatsirana mukuti vanhu vanga vachichengetedzeka munguva ino yematambudziko. Tichange tichitarisawo zvakare kuti idzo nyika dzakabudirira dzinotarisirwa nevazhinji, zvinhu zvadziri kuitawo panyaya yekutsvagwa kwemishonga inodzivirira kana kuti nhomba inodzivirira kupararira kwechirwere icho changanzi chirungu mavaccine. Murukuru wedu pari zvino tina Dr. Frank Guni, vanove nyanzvi munyaya dzezvirwere zvinotapuriranwa. Asi tikutarisirwa kuti tange tiine dzimwe nyanzvi nevamwe vatinge tiinavo vadare vedu munguva pfupi inotevera. Tichitarisa pasi rose, vanhu vanodarika 4.9 million vanonzi vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchitiwo vanodarika 323,956 vafa kubva kuchirwere ichi ruwandu hwepasi rose. MuZimbabwe tinoziva kuti kune vanhu makumi mana nevatanhatu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi, kuchiti vashaya vari vana, asi kune huwandu hwevanhu vaporawo zvakare kubva kuchirwere ichochi. Muno muAmerica matiri ndo mumwe menyika dzinonzi dzakabatwa nedambudziko iroro zvakanyanya. Tichitarisa muno muAmerica mune vanhu vakawanda kwazvo vashaya, zvakaita sedunhu rimwe chete rekuNew York tinonzwa kuti kune vanhu vatodarika makumi maviri nemaseri kana 28,600 vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichochi. Ndo pari kutarisirwa nevanhu vakawanda kudai kwawanikwa mishonga yekuti dambudziko iringe richibatwa kana kugadziriswa. Maybe Dr. Guni, you can start by explaining to us where the world is on in terms of finding a vaccine.
Well, I suppose we can say we are at an interesting time because this COVID-19 has changed the way vaccines are made and has brought the world, the scientific world, together. So far, we have several candidate vaccines that are in their clinical first phase trials all over the world. Here in the United States, we have six promising candidate vaccines. One of them, the Moderna one, which is run by the National Institutes of Health, has shown quite interesting, promising results so far. In the sense that the three groups that were tested, these were very small groups of people that were tested on different doses. In the three groups with the varying dosages, we are seeing empirical evidence, so to speak, that the vaccine enables the human body or triggers the human body to create a reasonable immunity that not only prevents someone from getting sick when they get the infection, when they get the COVID-19, but it also has the capability to fight off the virus. However, this is a very small-scale result that we are talking about. It needs to be done on a bigger scale, and we need more randomized studies that will enable the scientific world to make an affirmative determination as to, one, the efficacy of the virus, two, the safety of the virus. However, interestingly as well, the scientific world around the world has agreed that of all the candidate vaccines that are being tested right now, manufacturing companies or pharmaceutical companies that produces vaccines routinely are engaging in what is called at-risk manufacturing, which means even though these candidate vaccines have not been approved yet or have not shown significant results that allows scientists and doctors to say, okay, we can use them, they have already started manufacturing large quantities of these vials and doses in different doses. The presumption is that if one of them becomes a viable vaccine, then we already have the stockpile available to be immediately made available to the public. Let me take a piggyback on that and say, in general, a vaccine takes a minimum of 3 years to 10 years, sometimes even up to 15 years, for it to be available on the market. One of the key reasons beyond the initial testing is that once a vaccine goes through first phase, second phase, and third phase clinical human clinical trials, and then it's approved, then the manufacturing process will start. That process alone also takes quite a number of years to achieve. However, because of the experience we have had with SARS, with Ebola, these companies are saying we are willing to take a loss by pre-manufacturing these vaccines in case they work. That will reduce the number of years or the amount of time to get the vaccine to market or to make sure that it's available to the people. So that's a significant change. We have never seen this in the past, which means, for instance, if any of these vaccines works in the next maybe 4 to 6 months, if it works, once it's approved, there will be vials available already for the market to receive. That's a significant change, and it's very important. On the other hand, we also have other companies that are working on therapeutics. These are antivirals that will reduce the impact or the effect of the virus itself on the human body. Lastly, let me point out that even though the Moderna vaccine that is led by the National Institute of Health, the NIH, has shown quite promising results, it has also shown quite important results in mice that were tested through what's called a challenge test. A challenge test is when you actually introduce a high dose of the virus. So these mice were given the same vaccine that was given to human beings, and once they developed antibodies to fight off the infection, a new higher dose, a dose of the COVID-19 was introduced to these mice, and they were able to fight it off. However, it does not automatically translate to that to human beings it will work the same way. But that's the principle, that's the thinking, that if you get vaccinated ahead of time, your immune system is triggered to produce antibodies against the COVID-19. And when you're out in the public, when you get exposed to the virus, the presumption is that you'll be able to fight it off. However, we need more empirical evidence until we get there. It's still promising, but we're not there yet.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Yeah, balaleli siya divana kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lona lolu ke olwalezi nsuku igcikwane lalezi nsuku igcikwane le-coronavirus. Siyabona ukubana ye amazwe afana leMelika aseqalisile ukuthi avule kade evaliwe kodwa sevula. Amehlo wonke akhangelela ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Siyabona ukubana edolobheni le-Texas yiko okungani kwethuse abanye ngoba inani like lakhuphuka kancane, kodwa-ke hhayi kwezinye indawo kungani kunganeno, kodwa hhayi kuloko kuqhubekela phambili. Siyabona ukubana umhlaba wonke jikelele sebefika bona abantu 4.9 million asebele gcikwane leli, njalo eZimbabwe hhayi kunganeno kakhulu sibili, ngoba siyabona ukubana belokhu bebalutshwana kakhulu abantu abale gcikwane leli 44 kuphela, njalo ababhubhayo bona bebahlanu. Ye kutsho ukuthi hhayi alibahanga kakhulu ekhaya, kodwa imizamo ikhona yokubana lingamemetheki, ngoba ligcikwane limemetheka kalula kalula sibili ukuthi kungayekelelwa. Singalibona ilizwe lonke seliphethwe ligcikwane lona leli. Yiko nje iziphathamandla zempilakahle sithi hayi Zulu, khangelanini kuhle lilungiselele, libona ukuthi liyavala umlomo ngaloko kuthiwa ngama-face mask, njalo liyageza izandla isikhathi sonke. Ye lamhlanje-ke uhlelo lwethu silodokotela Frank Guni, yena engudokotela ocubungula ezempilakahle ekhangela kakhulu imikhuhlane nale eyokuthelelana. Sikhuluma nje sixoxa ngodaba lokubana kanti-ke kuhamba njani ngokusungula lokho singathi khona i-vaccine, ijekiseni yokubana abantu bahlatshwe ukuze bazivikele bangatholi igcikwane leli. Yikho ke lokhu okukhulunywa ngudokotela Guni. Over to you.
Yes, Chris Gande, we are joined by Miss Lynn Dube, who is a health committee member of the MDC North America province, and she's also a nurse by profession. She's based in Midwest Ohio. Welcome to our show, Miss Dube.
Thank you.
Yes, I think you guys can clearly hear Miss Dube because I had to link via WhatsApp. She cannot log into Be Live at the moment because of work constraints. But maybe, Chris Gande, you can start by asking Ms. Dube a question there.
Yes, Ms. Dube, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
You're doing fine. Now, can you give us just a rough picture of what's happening there in the Midwest? How's the situation like, especially now that the country is trying to reopen? What is the situation like?
Thank you. Over here in the Midwest, we are seeing that some of the states, particularly Ohio, has lifted up the stay-at-home order, which is what in Zimbabwe you could call lockdown order. So that has been lifted. So business is slowly going back to normal.
Oh, I think we've lost here then. Jonga?
Yes, so okay, let me, yes, she can. Can you hear now? You can continue, Ms. Dube.
Okay. I was saying that particularly in Ohio, they have lifted their stay-at-home order, but the surrounding states have not quite lifted them yet. It's still a partial reopening going on in this region. So we are seeing that some restaurants are being allowed to reopen, but of course people are proceeding with caution, because we know from some other states that had opened You have, for example, Georgia church that had reopened. They've had to shut down again because the cases seem to have been going up once they reopened. So it's just proceeding with caution around here.
Hmm. Doisa angu mfunze ne rurimi rweshona kunemi amai juwe. Tiri kuona kuti mu diaspora zvikuru kuno kwa America ne ku United Kingdom vana veZimbabwe vazhinji vari mumapoka eutano vari kusangana nenjodzi dzakati wandei tine urombo nevatakarasirwa nawo neupenyu kuburikidza nebasa ravari kuitawo pamwe nevakakwanisa kunge vachipona tinovati makorokoto vakapona kubva kuchirwere imi muri kushandawo sei nguva yakaoma kudai samukoti
kuno tiri kungoshanda kutongosinga zuva nezuva asi uchingoona kuti situation yacho nokuoma kwayakaita ndini vanhu munenge muchitotarisirwa saka unotoona kuti basa racho ndirozve ratakasaina apo kuti tiite saka tinongotenda hedu kuti kuno zvinhu zvese zvinenge zvipiko mapppe zvinhu zvokuzvichengetedza izvozvo kumabasa zvakaita sana magiravhs magauni zvimagirazi zvokuchengeta maziso mamask zvese zvinenge zviripo zvakakwana kuno kwedu saka tinongotendawo hedu kuno kuti health board yedu iri kutichengetedza mukushanda kwatiri kuita asi hazvina hazvo kureruka uchingoziva kuti kubasa kwaunoenda unogona kudzoka kumba waane chirwere asi tinongotenda kuti macases atanga tinawo aakuenda achidzikira saka zviri kuratidza kuti zvese zvatanga tiri kuita nezvanga zviitwa nehurumende zviri kuenderana zviri kushanda.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dube. Chris.
Yes, let's go back to Dr. Guni. Dr. Guni, talking about Zimbabwe, what do you think must be done right now, because we know that the country is under indefinite lockdown, but there's a lot of complaints from people who are saying that they cannot make ends meet and all that kind of stuff. What do you think should be done? Do you think they should give at least a definite time to say we're reopening the country?
No, I don't think there should be a definite time until the country is well prepared. I think what the government of Zimbabwe has done is quite prudent, in the sense that even though the lockdown, quote unquote, is indefinite, it's being reviewed every fortnight. So it means every 2 weeks, the government will reassess and see whether the numbers are going up. And if they are going up, is it a result of increased testing or is it a result of increased community transmission? If that happens, then there have to be contingency measures to arrest that situation. So it's very important that we don't rush into opening the economy or public places without the requisite preventive and mitigatory measures. So the things that should happen right now, as companies are beginning to open in Zimbabwe, just like everywhere else in the world, is that people who will be going back to work have to be tested before they can go back to work. That's number one. Number two, when they go back to work, there should be enough PPE to protect these workers. They should have adequate personal protective equipment depending on where they work or the nature of work they do. The goal being that they have to prevent themselves from getting infected. Or if any of them could be possibly infected, then they should prevent others from catching the infection from themselves. As we fully know, in Zimbabwe, for instance, we know that a lot of civil servants or company employees, they are going to work using public transport. Now we know that ZUPCO is a mass transit system that has just been introduced in Zimbabwe. It means a lot of people will come in close contact. Again, under those circumstances, there should be enough protective equipment, even the basic ones, just the face masks, goggles to cover your eyes, and especially if people could get the long face masks that cover the entire face, and the usual face masks that cover the nose and the mouth. That's very important. We also need to do a number of things besides mitigation and intervention. We also need to make sure that there's a surveillance that is taking place to ensure that if there are areas where you see a new surge in infections, then that area must receive concentrated public health assistance in terms of isolating those that are infected, properly contact tracing wherever they could have come in contact, and ensuring that those that require medical attention receive the best attainable medical attention and keep the epidemic under the pandemic under control. Otherwise, in a country like Zimbabwe, we cannot afford to have high numbers of people getting infected, because that will certainly result in high mortality rates, and we don't want Zimbabweans to die unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dr. Guni, there has been talk that the traditional healers in Zimbabwe have been given the go-ahead to participate in, trying to cure the coronavirus victims. What have you heard about that, and do you think it's a wise move?
To be honest, I don't have any much more information about it. And in any case, we really shouldn't be encouraging people to go to traditional healers, because, for instance, you cannot verify who is a genuine traditional healer and which ones are fake. Secondly, that might actually create a point where you have an incubatory situation where the traditional healer themselves can catch the virus and then infect everyone who comes to their homestead. We saw this in Ghana. There was this a nice head of a church who said he could not get infected. He prayed on people, he laid his hands on them, and he got infected and ended up infecting hundreds of people in Ghana. And that's the situation we don't want to see happening in Zimbabwe. There is no evidence that there is any traditional remedy there that can get rid or at least have a direct impact on this virus so far. However, if there is anyone in the traditional medicine group of people who thinks they might have something viable, we encourage them to bring it to scientists for it to be properly assessed and properly evaluated to ensure that we determine if there's any efficacy in whatever they are claiming. Otherwise, we cannot experiment with live human beings. That's a no-no. The government of Zimbabwe should guard against that. They should ensure that people are not necessarily exposed to risk, because there is a high degree that those people might end up not only catching the infection but also dying, because in Zimbabwe is a very poor country, which means a lot of people has underlying conditions, and most people die because of comorbidity. That means they have other conditions ranging from heart conditions to diabetes to you name it. And those are the issues that will get complicated in the presence of COVID-19, and they end up dying. And we don't want people to die. So if there's anyone thinking of going to a traditional healer, please don't. Otherwise, seek proper testing where you can be confirmed. Are you carrying the virus or you're not? And if you are not, keep yourself safe. Follow the guidelines, ensuring that you have a mask when you go in public. Put on gloves. And wash your hands at every opportunity that you get. Otherwise, stay away from people and stay away from public places if you can. If you can't, then make sure that you protect yourself and you protect others. That's very important. It's a crucial element in our public health system that has to be emphasized. This idea of saying there's an inyanga or a sangoma with this herbal, that cannot be entertained at this point.
But in Madagascar, Dr. Guni, doctors and scientists are said to have agreed that the herb that has been introduced is actually treating people, and it has been offered to other countries, African countries, who have taken it up. What do you make of this Madagascar herb?
Well, scientifically, I can tell you that we know that the World Health Organization has requested Madagascar to provide samples of this claim, and so that it can be properly evaluated. And until such time that it has been properly assessed and properly evaluated and authenticated, we cannot say there is any medical benefit to it. It's one thing to say so-and-so is getting well, or it has been applied to X number of people and they're getting better. We don't know that for a fact. That's the first thing. We know that other countries like the Comoros have taken on the Madagascan herb. We know that for sure. But until we have scientific evidence that one identifies the potency of this claim and also the safety and efficacy of the claimed medicine, until that happens, as far as we can advise people, it's not an approved option until it has been tested and verified. There is something called psychological effect that happens. I remember many years ago, would have people saying, unless I get an injection, I won't get well. You give them oral, you give them pure or oral medication of the same strength and the same dose of the same medication. They'll tell you, I'm still feeling bad, I'm not well. You inject them with normal saline or water for injection. They stand up and walk with the placebo because they believe that they have been healed. It's all in their heads. So such things happen. I'm not saying that's what's happening in Madagascar, but all I'm saying is we need empirical evidence. We need these claims in Madagascar to be properly investigated scientifically and have them authenticated. If it's working well and good, then the whole world can, you know, borrow from Madagascar or buy from Madagascar, and we will have a solution for the rest of the world. But until such evidence is available, those claims are simply that, they're just claims. Can I also add something here about the numbers going up? You mentioned Texas. I think the general federal guidelines say we need to see a decline for a period of 14 days. That will allow local authorities to then continuously lift these restrictions. For example, here in Washington, D.C., the mayor of D.C. has been consistently saying, yes, even though we are seeing a decline both in mortality rates and new cases, we need to see that trend going on for at least 2 weeks. That will help us to understand that even though with the slow openings, we are not having a new resurgence of new infections coming up. Yes, we'll continue to record cases that have already taken place, or infections that have already taken place, but you don't want people to go in public and mess. Otherwise, we'll end up having a high number of people getting infected and getting sick, and they overwhelm the health system. Like we saw in some areas where people rushed to the beaches, and you could see thousands of people gathering in the same places without any protections. Some had protections, but some didn't. If that happens, then we run the risk of reversing every gain that we have made so far. So I encourage even back home, Kuti, as we open, let us be cautious. Let's follow procedure. Let's do it in a tempered and controlled manner. If we don't do it in a controlled manner, we run the risk of having an even more dangerous situation than we already have.
Mm-hmm. There have been some scientists who have said that we are likely to see a winter that will have more cases and even a much bigger problem than we have right now. What's your take on that?
Well, it's an important hypothesis. You see, coronavirus, the COVID-19, it's in the family of coronaviruses. And you have already seen the World Health Organization warning that this infection can become endemic. That means it's not really going away, it will continue being there. Evidence so far shows that it's going to be like the flu. The flu never really goes away. It's always there. However, because there are vaccines, you are able to get people to take vaccines that will reduce the impact of the infection on people who get infected. Moreover, you have to understand that even though we have a vaccine for the flu, the flu vaccine at best is about 54% average efficacy. That means there's still a huge number of people who still die from it. But the very fact that they, at least on an annual basis, there are some vaccines that protect people. If we go back to the hypothesis that we probably are going to have a surge, because it's in the, this coronavirus, it's in the family of viruses that impact on people in the Northern Hemisphere or here in the Americas or in the Western world, mostly in winter. And naturally, viruses do very well in cold weather. But we are not sure. That's precisely what's going to happen, because take Australia, for example. Australia has been very hot, but the infection is still there. In the African continent, especially sub-Saharan Africa, even though the infections are very low compared to the rest of the world, it has been warm there. But the virus still existed and it survived. So the hypothesis here is that as it gets colder, just like other coronaviruses or viruses of this nature, we might get a surge. And in the absence of a vaccine, and with the coming in of the flu, the annual flu, we might have a combination of infections that might result in more people dying. Hence, the need to have a vaccine as soon as possible, and also therapeutics that are antivirals that might help people.
Okay. Now, Dr. Guni, yesterday the CDC came up with new findings regarding the spread of the virus, and one of them was that surfaces are not as, bad as they had previously said, that the virus can be passed if someone touches a surface and someone else who's negative comes and touches it. So what is really happening? Is this virus changing every time, or it's just new findings?
Well, let me answer the last part of your question first. Yes, the virus is slightly changing, not so much, but it's at the scientific level, which means that only makes sense to scientists. For example, we know that the virus that is in the United States did not directly come from China to the United States, but it came to the United States via Europe, especially via Italy and Britain, because we can see the slight mutations that took place, but those are not significant because that doesn't necessarily change the nature of the virus itself. That's number one. Number two, we now know that if the virus, if COVID-19 is on a surface, the latent time that it stays on a surface doesn't really change, hasn't really changed. However, in the presence of atmospheric heat and wind and so forth, that reduces the virulence or the quantity of the virus that you require to get infected. However, people must not misread this information from the CDC. There is also speculation that there could be some politics behind these reduced statements from CDC. It does not change the scientific evidence that if someone who has COVID-19 coughs, for example, on a doorknob, which is metallic, and you go and touch it with your bare hands, you are likely to get it. And if you touch your nose or your mouth, you are likely to transmit it to your mucous membranes and end up getting infected. However, if it's in an open space, for example, a bench in a park where there's sunlight and it's quite open there, the amount of virus that will still be present and alive and concentrated enough to cause an infection in the next person is slightly reduced than when it's, for example, in a room or on a doorknob inside a controlled room where there's controlled temperature, especially inside buildings where the temperature is controlled and the air that's circulating is the internal air, there's nothing coming from outside. Those areas are much more riskier than, for example, in a park or somewhere outside there. However, it should not change the public health messaging. The risk is still there. The risk is still high. And it only takes a certain concentration for someone to get infected, and you certainly can die. So people should not misread that. It's intended mostly for the scientific world and for doctors who are looking at this virus looking at its genesis and looking at the surveillance data. That's where it's important, but not for the general public.
Okay. Jonga is having some, you know, technical challenges, but I have him on the phone. He wants to ask a question. Jonga, can you go ahead?
Yes, and I would like to ask Dr. Kuni Banyaye who Chapura
Kwete, I think that is where chiri kushanduka. In the scientific sense, kana kuti takatarisa kudivi revanoongorora zvirwere, kutapurirana kwezvirwere basa ratinoita isusu. Wongu zvine significance kana kuti zvine zvazvinoreva, nekuti tirikuona kuti chirwere chiri kushanduka zvishomanana, asi hazvirevi kuti kuchinja kwacho kusanduka kwacho ikoko kunochinja kutapurirana kunoitwa kana kuti effect yachiri kuita pavanhu semuenzaniso ndingati pari zvino taakuziva kuti takatarisa kudivi rescience tinoziva kuti utachiona huri muno muAmerica weCOVID-19 hauna kuuya direct kubva kuChina nokuti katarisa utachiona hwanga huri kuChina tikauongorora nehuri kuno kuAmerica pane kamusiyano kakati kuona kamusiyano kadiki-diki zvako asi kanotiratidza kuti pakaita slight mutation zvinotipawo umboo hwokuti kuscience utachiona huri muAmerica hwakabva kuEurope especially kuItaly nekuBritain nedzimwe nyika vana Spain and so forth ndokwakabva utachiona huri muno muAmerica hwakabva kuChina hukaenda kuEurope husati hwauya kuno saka mukufamba ikoko pane tuma changes twakaitika asi hatuna zvatwo simba rakawanda rokuti tungachinja maonero atinoita utachionawo touya pakuti sei tiri kuona kuti zviratidzo zvine vanhu zviri kuchinja kazhinji kacho zvinobva chekutanga nekuti munhu abata utachiona uyu agara ane chimwe chirwere chaainacho here ndoda kuti vanhu vazive kuti less than 1%, it's between 1% to 2%, sometimes less, of people who get this virus actually end up dying. So over 98% yevanhu vanobata utachiona uhu havafe nahwo asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti vanobatwa nahwo vazhinji vacho havatombofa vakaziva kuti vakabata utachiona uhu nekuti miri yavo inokwanisa kurwisa utachiona yogadzira immunity yayo asi munguva yese iyoyo vanenge vachifamba vachifashaidzira vachiparadzira utachiona kune vamwe vanhu vari more vulnerable vanosanganisira vanhu vane zvimwe zvirwere chingava chirwere chemwoyo chirwere cheshuga chirwere chechikosoro kwoita vanhu vatikwegurei vane miviri hari dzofanzirofa kwoitawo vana vadiki vamwe vana vadiki ndo kune ngozi huru ikoko kuvana vadiki nokuti vana vadiki vashoma vanofa necovid-19 asi vanotapura chirwere ichi topinda mumiviri yavo miviri yavo yokwanisa kuchirwisa iwo votogadzira immunity yavo asi voita macarriers kana kuti maincubators zvinoreva kuti vanhu vavanenge vachisangana navo vangava vanhu vanochengeta vana vangava vafundisi kuzvikoro vangava vana mbuya nanasekurukumba kana vabereki vavo kana vamwe vana vavanotamba navo vanenge vari panjodzi yokutapurirwa kwechirwere ichi zvoita kuti chirwere chitekeshere nenyika yese saka vanhu vari vulnerable ndo vanozonyanya kufa asi vamwe vanhu zvavo vazhinji havasi kufa nechirwere ichi izvi zviri right across the world tiri kuzviona pasi rese zvichiitika izvozvo dambudziko guru nderekuti hatizoziva kuti munhu ari more vulnerable than the other ndeupi nokungotarisa vanhu nemaziso vachizvifambira saka zvine njodzi ndosaka tichiti vanhu vazvichengetedze vanhu vazvidzivi ndosaka muri kuona kuti zvikoro vanhu vari kuzeza kuvhura zvikoro nekuti kuzvikoro vana vadiki vakabatwa nacho chirwere ichi vanobva vatapurirana chobva ikoko choenda kudzimba choenda kunana mbuya nanasekuru choenda kuvashandi vebasa kana vabereki vagara vaine mamwe atinoti maunderlying conditions vanozofa neinonzi comorbidity kana kuti vari kufa nezvimwe zvirwere zvinenge zvavandudzwa kudzimba kwazvo pamuviri nokuda kwecovid-19
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Mbuni
We had already touched on that before.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so Dr. Kuni, there's been some kind of hope from people, especially from Southern Africa, who say that maybe because, you know, when we are growing up, when we are kids, we are administered the BCG injection as kids, mm-hmm. and it's probably something that's bringing down the numbers of the coronavirus cases in Zimbabwe and other countries who also do that. What do you think of that?
It's a plausible hypothesis, and it's not only hypothesis we are finding in, say, Zimbabwe or in Africa. We are looking at other regions that haven't abandoned maternal vaccinations, either Zana BCG. There are some countries around the world in Latin America and a few countries in Northern Asia where BCG is still administered. In those areas, we are still seeing that the COVID-19 virus is in very small numbers. However, until the studies that are taking place are completed, for now it's still a hypothesis. We don't know for sure. There could be other contributory factors. However, it will be too much of a coincidence at this point that in these countries, almost in every country where BCG is administered properly, the numbers are still low. The exception that we are beginning to see now is Brazil. However, even in Brazil, as you probably know, Brazil has the third highest number of cases right now after the United States and Russia. However, even in areas in Brazil where the epidemic, or the pandemic is, the numbers are going up, there is some evidence that in those areas, the people there are not actually getting vaccinations. So there could still be some plausible reasoning that is, this could be a reason. But until it's properly investigated, and I'm glad that the World Health Organization and other scientific forums are looking at this, and who knows if it's, it's found out that that's part of a contributory factor, then who knows? Some countries like the United States, for example, that they've abandoned BCG might restart this, and that might prevent or help further infections in the future. But we don't know for certain. And so we don't want people to get their hopes high so far, because we don't have empirical evidence to that so far. We think the countries that are observing and following World Health Organization's recommendations, and thank God the numbers, even in South Africa, which is the highest in our region, the numbers are still relatively low compared to the rest of the world and given the interactions that we are seeing. And we hope it remains so.
Jonga, any question?
You can also explain on the issue of the Kumusha Tarantarisa and the extended lockdown. We had some quotas, Kureku opposition, but he knew about that. The opposition was not happy with the indefinite extension of the lockdown. What does he have to say about that?
Before I get there, let me try to say something about testing, which is very important, especially for Zimbabwe. We know that Zimbabwe still has a limited capacity in conducting PCR tests. These are high-accuracy tests that are done, which identifies the virus itself by picking on its RNA. However, we also know that Zimbabwe, like many other countries, even the United States, has made or is making available rapid testing kits. There's a big difference between these two tests. The PCR test is a diagnostic test. That means it's intended to identify the presence of the virus itself by picking on its RNA. The rapid testing kits, they are serology tests, which means these tests anoti batsira kuona kuti munhu akugadzira masoja okurwisa utachiona uhere. There's a big difference there, which means kana usati wakugadzira masoja okurwisa utachiona, the serology test, the rapid test kits, won't be able to pick up kuti une utachiona, and therefore they will declare you kuti uri negative, woenda zvako, whereas in fact you are actually carrying the virus. and people get a false sense of hope and false sense of protection, they go around and start spreading the virus. Zimbabwe has taken a very important step in saying, even though your test for serology, your rapid test kit is negative, your samples must still be submitted for PCR testing in the long run. However, during the intervening time frame, you could still be transmitting the virus. Saka toda kuti vanhu vasazwa kufara chaizvo nekuti ndaitwa rapid test ukaonekwa uri negative. Even here in the United States, we know kuti these test kits, they have a failure rate of between 15, sometimes up to 40%, which means for every 100 people, there are 15 people who knows that they are negative, whereas they're actually carrying the virus because these test kits fail to pick up the virus. And in some areas, in some cases, this has gone up to 48% of people being told that they are negative for COVID-19 when in fact they are carrying the virus. And that's very dangerous, especially in a country like ours. So to that, zvakanaka kuti nyika yedu iparadzire matesting kits aya, because kana une utachiona, if it tells you that you are positive, then you are quickly attended to properly, you are properly isolated. If you require treatment, then you are given treatment. But the problem in it, are not those people who are told that they are negative when in fact they are carrying the virus. That's very important issue. And now, going back to the politics nezveutano, ndinoda kukurudzira vanhu vekuZimbabwe kuti ngatimbosiyai zvematongerwo enyika when it comes to public health issues of this nature. Ndiwo saka makanzwa kuti pakatanga COVID-19 isusu vanoita nezveutano takakurudzira kuti vematongerwo enyika ngavaende kumashure. Basa ravo ndere kugadzira policy nekucreate an enabling environment. Let the experts in public health take a lead, and they do so without taking any political side, because they understand kuti chirwere chinobata munhu wese. Chirwere hachizive kuti COVID-19 does not know which political party you belong. COVID-19 has no boundaries. COVID-19 does not kill certain people and leave certain people because of their political affiliation. Saka toda kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti iyo indefinite lockdown yakaitwa ndambotsanangura muchirungu chinhu chakanaka zvikuru, nekuti zvinobatsira hurumende kuti isaramba yakaisa vanhu into a state of perpetual anxiety kuti saka panopera 14 days vachati kudii. Asi nyika yeZimbabwe yakaita zvinhu zvakanaka zvekuti panopera 2 weeks, every 2 weeks inogara pasi yoreviewa kuti munguva yapfuura, yemasvondo maviri apfuura, chii chakaitika. Tiri kuona here kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kutapurirana utachiona huri kuramba huchidzika. Tiri kuona here kuti vanhu vari kurwara nahospitalization huri kuramba huchidzika. Tiri kuona here kuti tapa vanhu vemunyika zvikwanisiro zvekuti vazvidzivirire kuti vasatapurirana utachiona mukuvhurwa muri kuita makambani, dzingava mbatya dzokupfeka uye ruzivo, kana pekuti vage vashambe maoko avo varambe vasina utachiona. Zvese izvozvo zvinhu zvinobatsira kuti zvive zviripo munyika medu. Hazvinei nematongerwo enyika izvozvo. Saka nyaya yeindefinite lockdown is very important. Tinoikurudzira, especially with the caveat yakaiswa nehurumende yekuti every 14 days hurumende inoongorora. We are likely at some point to see some areas where we are going to see mass spikes or mass resurgence of new infections. When that happens, zvakakosha kuti hurumende yedu nesurveillance team dzavo vaongorore kuti chii chiri kuita kuti uwandi hwohwo huwande. Zviri kukonzerwa here nekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kufashanuka vachipinda mune vanhu, kana kuti increase in testing? Because increase in testing enables us to capture as many people who are infected as possible. That will definitely drive the numbers up, but that does not necessarily mean kuti uwandi hwevanhu vari kutapurirana utachiona hwakawandi huri kuwanda. Izvo zvinotibatsira izvozvo kuti tione kuti kunoda kuitwa more concentration ndekupi. Kunoda kuti vanhu vatinofungidzira kuti vangangova vaine utachiona vari more exposed vasaenda ndekupi. So mienzaniso, tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe pari zvino vanhu vari mumadhorobha ndo vanhu vari panjodzi yakapfuura kune vanhu vari kumusha. Nokuti kana vanhu vari kumusha kumaruzevha kwavo kwa Chief Gande, kusina munhu abva kudhorobha auya neutachiona, hakuna utachiona hwavainawo. So until somebody brings it from outside, those people are safe. But if someone comes from outside with the infection, when we are kumaruwa, they become more vulnerable than when we are kutaund.
nekuti vanhu vari kumadhorobha vane mukana wekutestwa, vane mukana wekuona kuenda kumachiremba, vane mukana wekuenda kuzvipatara wakakurisira kupfuura vanhu vari kumusha. Saka tichikuda kuti chirwere chiende kunzvimbo dziri muvulnerable dzakaita sokumusha. Let the people who are safe continue to be safe. Those who are vulnerable, let them be monitored and be equipped to ensure that they do not spread the virus amongst themselves and among other people. And so that those who require treatment get treated and we keep our country safe. Let's leave politics out. And there is no need for political shots to be taken. Even Batori Rukutonga Rezanu PF should not say, because Tisutu Rukutonga Sakatriku Sigona Chaizu. We should say, as Zimbabweans, Tese, Vanare Zimbabwe, Ngati Batanei, Tirwise Shirwereichi, Tiwone kuti vanhu havasi kutapurira na utachiona, Tiwone kuti vanhu vari kurwara vanorapwa. Wongu bato riri kutonga ndo rine hurumende iripo. But that's expected, ndo basa riri kutonga iroro. That's part of governance. It's not something to boast about. And also the opposition should not take advantage of this political space and post cheap shots, because those are necessary. This is the time that should unite us together. If pharmaceutical companies, think of my pharmaceutical companies, anogadzira mishonga around the world, their business is to compete against each other in producing medicines so that they make as much profit as possible. But with COVID-19, pharmaceutical companies around the world have said, okay, let's put our competitiveness aside. Let's all work together. They're all working together in creating vaccines, in participating in vaccine development, in research and development, in clinical trials. They are all working together. They have said, let's put our competitiveness aside. And I think Zimbabweans should do the same. We should say, let's put our political differences aside and work together as a nation in making sure that our nation is safe and our people are safe and our people should come first.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gune. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Dr. Guni, there are some methods which people are saying work in trying to reduce or cure themselves at home, like boiling some lemons, garlic, and so forth. How plausible is that?
Well, for starters, the quick answer is there's no cure for COVID-19, and there won't be any cure anytime soon. At best, we will have a vaccine. We know kuti some of the home remedies help people with as the anti-inflammatory remedies, for example. But that has nothing to do with COVID-19. Understandably, that people be quick to think that way, especially people who do homeopathy. They would say, such and such help, Zumbani, which is mint, I believe. It helps people just like in Madagascar. But they help in specific conditions which have nothing to do with the virus itself. Admittedly, yes, we know that if someone has COVID-19 and they have underlying conditions, especially conditions that involve the respiratory tract, those people are much more vulnerable than someone who is otherwise perfectly fit. We know that. So if you can reduce the effect of illness, of the underlying conditions, if you can reduce the impact on the body of the underlying conditions, sure, that's fine. Do that, but don't say that has something to do with the virus itself. It's basically what happens in hospitals anyway. If you are sick and you go in the hospital, they try to make sure that your internal organs are protected. They try to make sure that your underlying conditions are properly attended to. With a higher degree of concentration of remedy, so that you don't die from complications of those diseases. Let me be very clear. The virus itself does not actually kill people. Remember, it's a virus that requires a host in order for it to survive. COVID-19 does not want you and me to die, because without you and me, it will also die. However, its effect causes complications in the human body, and people die from complications. So if you can take care of those complications, the body will naturally take care of the virus itself. That's precisely, that's basically what happens in a hospital setting. When you go in the hospital, they bring in machines to help you breathe. They treat underlying conditions which you may have. They make sure that your internal organs are well protected. And any other opportunistic infection that takes place because of the presence of the virus is taken care of. And eventually, when your body creates enough immunity to fight off COVID-19, they will remove you from breathing machines like my ventilators and so forth, and remove you from therapeutics. That way, you will survive. So from that concept, I can understand people who do homeopathy who say, but to put my lemon have anything to do with the virus, that's nonsense. These home remedies have no bearing on the actual virus itself. What is more important is for us to practice the proper preventative methods. Whenever you go outside, protect yourself, put on gloves, put on masks, and when you come back, so for example, let me give you an example of myself. At my doorstep outside, I have a spraying gun. I have a spraying gun that I put there with a chemical that kills the virus instantly. So whenever I come back, I spray my shoes, I spray my hands, I spray my doorknob, I open, I go in, I remove my gloves, I remove my mask, and I wash for at least 20 seconds. I wash my hands. And I remove all the clothing that I would have used outside and put them away, right away, clean them. Make sure that there's no chance of bringing the infection into my house. These are basic standards. Some people might think, well, spraying your shoes might be extreme. But you, aside from COVID-19, in this country, North America, especially here in Washington, D.C., you never know. Somebody might be carrying an infectious disease that you may actually catch. And they end up getting infected. So those basic things are very important. And abotaura kuti zvimwe zvatinogara kuita muchivanhu chedu somuenzani sokumhoresana maoko, kuhagana, zvese izvozvo. I think zvatochinja kusvika nguva inoteera muupenyu hwedu, nekuti zvatidzidzisa kuti tinotapurirana zvirwere nenzira dzatinenge tisingafungiri. Izvozvo izvo tikazviregera zvinoreduce my chances. So muenzani izvo, kana munhu aine mask kumeso, even yako yawakagadzira wega yejira, zvinoreduce your ability to transmit the virus to other people, and also it reduces you breathing in mweya une virus from other people. So that's very important kuti tinge tichiita izvozvo izvo. Let me mention kuti iko kuno kudiaspora tine vana veZimbabwe vanobatsira nenzira dzakasiyana siyana mukurwisa COVID-19. Inini pachangu tiri ku research, saka tinotsvaga kuongorora kuti iwo utachiona we COVID-19 wakambomira sei, unopararirwa sei, chii chingaitwe kuti tidisrupt its ability to replicate kana wapinda muvanhu. Nemamwe mazwi tingati iye zvinezvi fomuenzaniso tiri kuparticipate kana tiri kubatsira mukutsvaga vaccine kana kuti nhomba inozoita kuti vanhu vakabayiwa nhomba iyoyo zvinoita kuti vagare muviri wavo watova nemasoja wekurwisa utachionawo. Zvinozoita kuti kana vakatwa exposed kana vakasangana neutachionawo vanokwanisa kuurwisa nechimbi chimbi, voregedza kurwara, voregedza kufa. So kune vamwe vari vana mukoti, vamwe vanosenza mumabasa ekuvheneka miri yevanhu kuti vaonekwa kuti mukati mavo makamira sei, vamwe vanobatsirawo muzvipatara nenzira dzakasiyana siyana, vamwe vanosevenza kunogadzirwa zvikwanisiro angava matest tubes, vanga vanosenza kumalaboratory kunoitwa matest iwaya. Vana veZimbabwe vari kwese kwese, saka toda kuvatenda nenzira dzese dzavari kurwisana nadzo. Vamwe adi edu vari kumusha, vari kurapa vanhu, vari kuongorora vanhu, vari kuita contact tracing, zvinhu zvakakosha. Ndozvimwe zvandingada kukurudzira kuti Zimbabwe iite invest in making sure kuti tinorekruta vanhu vanoita contact tracing vakawanda. Vanhu vakakosha zvikuru kwazvo munyaya yesevirusi, nekuti ndo vanobatsira kuti kana munhu akanzi uyu awanikwa achirwara kana kuti ane utachiona, zvinhu zvakakosha kuti tarise kuti vanhu vakasangana navo anything the past 14 days ndivanani uye varipo. what's up, brother? Wow, when you need to have a sit down and I will go.